Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Donald Trump's lawyers announced to the court they've finished their case without the former president taking the witness stand in his New York hush money criminal trial. Closing arguments expected a week from today. President Biden hits the road today with a major announcement about veterans' health care. In Washington, ABC's Karen Travers.
This care is possible through the PACT Act, which the president signed into law in the summer of 2022. According to the White House, more than 5.4 million veterans have received free screenings from the VA for toxic exposures, and the department has delivered more than $5.7 million in benefits to veterans and their survivors.
Thousands have turned out in the northwest city of Tabriz for the first funeral ceremony for Iran's president, killed in a helicopter crash over the weekend. Rudy Giuliani is in an Arizona courtroom today facing charges in the state's fake electors case from the 2020 election. 17 others are also charged. This is ABC News. Rideshare drivers from Los Angeles are now in San Francisco demanding employee protections.
The group is calling on the state Supreme Court to toss out Proposition 22, which allows rideshare companies to classify drivers as independent contractors. Food delivery driver Jorge Vargas says he's currently not paid enough to idle between deliveries.
When I'm not on an active delivery, then who's covering me? Who's helping me pay my insurance? Who's helping me pay my gas?
California Supreme Court is set to hear legal arguments on Prop 22 this afternoon. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Graceland may be up for sale.
Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
A foreclosure notice says Elvis Presley's famed home will be auctioned off Thursday. It's based on a lien from an unpaid loan, apparently taken out by Presley's daughter, Lisa Marie, who died last year. But Presley's granddaughter says the loan documents are fake. She's asking a court to stop the sale. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak's new Borealis route from the Twin Cities to Chicago starts rolling today with 8 stops in Wisconsin. It's the second daily round-trip passenger train on the route, doubling passenger train service across the state. One-way tickets start at $41 with discounts for many groups. Immigration is a political issue as far north as Wisconsin. Whitewater has become a focal point. City Council President Patrick Singer says immigrants are welcome, but there are challenges.
Wisconsin municipalities are not flush with cash. So our community, and as are many others, dealing with a lot of demand for services without the proper financial resources to be able to provide that.
Singer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Menominee Police and Fire Departments are competing in another Battle of the Badges blood drive. The events have become a popular way for city agencies to get residents more invested in donating blood, allowing them to vote for which organization they want to win when they make their donation. Last year, the Menominee Police Department pulled away victorious, but since the American Red Cross says there is a constant blood shortage, the true winners of the event are the patients who need it. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the creation of the Spongy Moth Resource Center. According to a press release, the center is part of an effort to give residents the latest information on the spread of the invasive moths, as well as how to identify and dispose of them. In the Northwest, officials are using crop dusters to lay down insecticides in areas where spongy moths have grown out of control throughout May and June. Residents should dispose of all spongy moths they see. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Marion A. Russell, a lifelong resident of Butternut, peacefully went home to Jesus on Thursday, May 16th, at the age of 99. She is survived by her children, John Russell of Park Falls and Susan Joyner of West Palm Beach, Florida. Further survived by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, by her sisters, Erna Poston and Gladys Wartkill. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, June 7th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. Visitation to be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church on Thursday, June 6th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and on Friday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marion A. Russell, age 99. Ronald Ron A. Heisler, 90 of Phillips, passed away on May 13th at the Rib Lake Nursing Home. Ron is survived by his five children, Joyce Raitt and Jim Heisler of Phillips, by Shirley Smith of Sparta, Wisconsin, and by Louis Heisler and George Heisler of Park Falls. He is further survived by seven grandchildren, by eight great-grandchildren, and also survived by his sister, Jean Anderson, and by his brother, Joe Heisler, both of Phillips, and further survived by his sisters-in-law. A celebration of life will take place 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday, June 28th, at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Ronald Heisler, age 90, of Phillips. Eleanor Ellie Meyer Drott, a beloved member of the community, peacefully passed away at the age of 88 on May 18th. She is survived by her children, Ron, Rusty, Roger, Renee, Reggie, and Rod. Further survived by her daughter-in-law and her loving sister, Dar Yeski, and loving sister-in-law. She also leaves behind her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, and her great-great-grandchildren, along with nieces, nephews, and numerous friends. Funeral services held at 11 a.m. Thursday, May 23rd at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. Visitation held Thursday, May 23rd, 9 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Eleanor Ellie Meyer Drott.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by AC Carpet Plus in Fifield, your area's tried, trusted, and true floor store, where you'll find a floor for any lifestyle.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter. Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power
Mop. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Showers and thunderstorms strike this afternoon and into the evening hours, with a good chance of them turning strong to severe, packing large hail, possible tornadoes, heavy downpours leading to flash flooding, frequent lightning, and damaging wind gusts. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Congratulations to Maya Oswald and the entire Shawamigan graduating class of 2024. Maya is this year's recipient of the Northwoods Supper Club Scholarship. Terry and Lisa wish you all the best in your future endeavors. You've been a wonderful addition to our staff, always smiling and helpful to our customers. Your positive attitude makes you a joy to work with. Best wishes and congratulations from Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
You're invited to check out your local Take Off Pound Sensibly Club with an open house on June 5th, 2024. Every Wednesday from 4:30 to 5:30, there will be weigh-ins, and from 5 to 6, there will be a meeting at the Park Falls Public Library on the third floor in the boardroom. Contact 715-762-3969 for more information. Once again, there will be an open house on June 5th.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for a dollar off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Marlins, get away from the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Miami Marlins are in last place in the National League East, but last night they improved after beating the Brewers 3-2 in Miami after 10 innings. Milwaukee's Andrew Monasterio scored first in the fifth with a solo home run shot on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Monasterio, center field, back, Chisholm, it's gone! First hit is a homer. Andrew Monasterio puts the Brewers out in front, and it was a bomb to center.
But the Brewers' bullpen went through seven relievers. That's because starter Joe Ross left the game after just pitching in the first inning. How much did it affect the game?
It affects you a lot when your starter goes one, but he had a lower back strain. He was feeling it a little bit before the game, so we knew about it. But then after he had to go run and back up third, it pulled on him again.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Ross will go on the injury list. The two teams play again tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, let's take a moment today to salute some of our area tracksters who advanced on to the sectional track meet Thursday. That'll be played in Cameron. So you had to finish in the top four in your event to go on. And in the girls' triple jump, Mercer's Ana Ruiz advanced on with a first-place finish, as did Winter's Gracie Granica. In the boys' triple jump competition, Phillips, Jonathan Parker advances on with a second-place finish. Girls' discus, Mercer had Eileen Sheneman advance on second place, and Phillips' Layla Staroba. In the discus competition, advancing on, Shawamigan's A.J. Morgan, Phillips, Brody Janicek, and Shawamigan's Greg Morgan, all advancing on. The relay teams, 4x400 of Phillips and Shawamigan, both going to sectionals, finishing in the top four. The boys' high jump, Shawamigan's Jarrett Heckendorf finishing in fourth, and Winter's Kingston Fry in third to advance on. Girls pole vault, Claire Young of Shawamigan advancing, as did Phillips' Caitlin Kurth and Phillips' Journey Wood. In the boys' pole vault, Phillips' Ben Vernig, 12 feet, 6 inch vault to advance on and win it. Shawamigan's Winter Edberg finished in fourth to advance on. Girls long jump, it was Winters, Nema Burt advancing on along with Phillips, Jessica Maroney. And also from Phillips advancing on was Riley Seidenbender. Others doing well in regionals and advancing on to Thursday. Girls 800 meter, Autumn Mikulski of Phillips and Leah Harper, or rather Autumn Mikulski of Shawamigan and Phillips, Leah Harper, and Butternut's Caitlin Beeble. 1, 2, 3, all advancing on. Phillips Saranac advances on in the girls 200 meter dash, as does Jessica Maroney. And the boys 200 meter, Phillips Ben Vernig advances on, as does Shawamigan's Harlan Kasowitz. And the girls 3200, Shawamigan's Autumn Mikulski and Phillips Meredith Murlock advancing on, first and second respectively. Boys 3200, Maverick Hoagland, Gavin Esterholm, 1-2 respective out of Phillips. Fourth place for James Vollendorf of Phillips, also to advance on. Lots of relay teams going through the 4x400 of Phillips advancing on. You had the boys 400 meter run with Jared Heckendorf, the girls 4x1 relay teams of Mellon, Phillips, and Mercer all advancing on. The boys 4x1 relay teams of Phillips and Mellon moving on. The girls 300, it was Phillips, J.C. Pomeroy advancing. And the boys 300, Phillips, Hayden Sokolowski, and Shawamigan's Robert Schenebeck both advancing. Others advancing to sectionals Thursday, the girls 100 meter dash. You've got Mellon's Kylie Schutte and Phillips' Kiana Zierer, along with Phillips' Kaylee Dull. And the boys 100 meter, Shawamigan's Jared Heckendorf, fourth, good enough to advance. Girls 1600, Autumn Mikulski of Shawamigan, Phillips' Meredith Murlock advancing on both. The boys' 1600 meter run, Phillips' Logan Sokolowski and Evan Johnson both advancing. The girls' 4x2 relay, Mercer, Phillips, Shawamigan, all three of those teams advance. And the boys' 4x2 relay, Shawamigan, Mellon, Phillips all advancing. The girls' 400 meter had Mercer's Kaylee Powers advancing on, finishing in the top four. And the girls' 4x8 relay, Phillips wins it to advance. Shawamigan fourth, also advancing. The 4x8 relay, again, Phillips in first and Shawamigan in fourth. Girls' 100 meter dash, Mellon's Kylie Schutte advances on with a second place finish, and Phillips' Kiana Zierer fourth to advance. The boys 110 hurdles had Phillips Hayden Sokolowski advancing on, winning the conference title, or rather the regional title. Robert Schenebeck second for Shawamigan. And of the girls 100, it was Phillips J.C. Pomeroy advancing on. Girls shot, Mercer's Eileen Schenneman advancing on, as did Mercer's Anya Brandenburg. And in the boys shot, Shawamigan's A.J. Morgan not only went in the discus, but the shot also, and Winters, Sawyer, Melchert advancing on. Congrats to the Phillips track team. They win both the boys' and girls' regional championships. Shawamigan took third on the girls' side and second on the boys' side. Complete results of everybody. Apologize if we missed anybody. 98QCountry.com. Just click on that sports at the top of the screen. We're hoping to have softball today. I don't know. It's pretty wet out there. But as of right now, game's still on. Phillips, Shawamigan, softball, 5 o'clock from the Park Falls Athletic Complex. If it gets rained out, then you'll just hear the Brewers come on instead. The Brewers have a pregame at 5:05. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
They make my work day go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work.
98Q.
Is you're gone and you left me here with
98QCountry.com.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive?
you mean it, Luke Bryan. I had a friend that worked backstage at shows, and she was kind of a gopher type person. She'd go get this, go get that, and she'd put things together in the dressing room for the star. And for one star, just like the rumor had it, this star wanted M&Ms with no brown M&Ms. So she would sit there and pick through the M&Ms and make sure there weren't any brown M&Ms in the bowl. How about that? Yep, stars get crazy things, like Lainey Wilson talks about a friend of hers who gets a new toilet seat installed backstage. A brand new toilet seat. I can kind of see that. What would you have backstage, huh?
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner, because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls, or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Elk River Custom Rods and Outfitters are proud Logger United Sports Booster sponsors and have gear to fit the whole family, from Carhartt hats, gloves, socks, and performance fishing wear by hook, gills, and reels. Logger United Sports Boosters, community driven.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Eligible members of Egg Country Farm Credit Services are receiving a special second patronage payment of 0.5% in May to celebrate a successful 2023. That's in addition to the 1% patronage payment they received in March. Altogether, Egg Country members are receiving a record $125 million. That's the power of the co-op. Egg Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Egg Country is an equal opportunity lender.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together. In Worthington, Minnesota, it's worth a look.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Showers and thunderstorms strike this afternoon and into the evening hours, with a good chance of them turning strong to severe, packing large hail, possible tornadoes, heavy downpours leading to flash flooding, frequent lightning, and damaging wind gusts. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Donna, you have a call on line two. Donna, call on line two.
From the cubicle to the excavator and everywhere in between. Thanks for locking us in at work.
98Q Country.
Been so long living in hell.
online at 98qcountry.com. With the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. 98Q Country.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch to some old deep cut cheap trick. Catch your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chill. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home. Fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms, and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to
Kenny Chesney, Take Her Home on 98Q Country with the morning show. Joel Karnick in his 25th year as your morning show host. He's now got a new twist. You've heard about this. Top and bottom of the hour news and sports. That's weekday mornings with ABC News, Terry Bell and Mike Clemens, plus local information, and of course, great country music. Civic Media Hometown Radio Refreshed with Joel Karnick in the morning show on 98Q Country.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Get the most important woman in your life a 5-carat certified colorless tennis bracelet for $1,650. Set in 14-carat gold. Founded by a family of diamond experts for 3 generations. CleanOrigin.com offers hard-to-beat pricing for lab-grown diamonds. Get 10% off when you use code RADIO10 at CleanOrigin.com or one of our 6 store locations.
Attention employees. Jim just got back from his honeymoon, and he has 2,300 pictures on his phone he's going to want to show you. So I suggest you sing along to the radio and pretend you don't hear him. He's walking through the parking lot now. That is all.
Crank us up at work and make your J-O-B A-okay.
98Q Country.
Make me wanna write a song. Sit you down, sing it to you all night long. Had a melody in my head since you.
your classics.
Your country. 98Q Country.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
online at 98Q Country.